Here's Patrick. We're all here, who's going to be here, right?
What's up, Mr. Z?
Okay. All righty then. Okay. Okay, it's 7 o'clock. Want to turn your mics on? Okay, welcome everybody to the Wednesday, January 5th, 2022 meeting of the Orland Park Plan Commission. Would you please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. First order of business, item number 2022-0029, approval of the December 21, 2021 meeting minutes.
Second.
I have a motion by Commissioner Sanchez.
Second.
And a second by Commissioner Hall. All in favor?
Was that what just happened?
I'm a little confused. Did you move?
All in favor, though. That's fine. Yes.
Did you?
Aye.
Okay. Sorry. One other item of business is a roll call, of course. Chairman Parisi, I'm here. Commissioner Paul.
Here.
Commissioner Zamparelli.
Here.
Commissioner Sanchez.
Here.
Commissioner Nugent.
Here.
And it appears that Commissioners Schuessler and Zatar are not present. I move to open public hearing number 2021-0715, Battles Residence, 2 Old Tamarack Lane, rezoning.
Second.
I have a second by Commissioner Hall.
Aye.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Huh? Staff?
Of course. Good evening, Chairman, Commissioners. The project being heard tonight is case number 2021-0715. It's rezoning subject to the annexation. Petitioner is seeking approval of a request to rezone subject to the Board of Trustees' approval of annexation to the roughly 0.9-acre site located at 2 Old Tamarack Lane. Requested actions at this time for this plan commission is just rezoning subject to the annexation. The address, again, is 2 Old Tamarack Lane, and it's on a roughly 1-acre parcel. The subject property is within the Orland Grove Planning District, and it has a single-family residential designation. Existing zoning is unincorporated Cook County. It is residential zone. It's residentially zoned in Cook County, but they are proposing when the village annexes a property, it automatically goes to E1 residential estate. And so this rezoning is to rezone it from that conceptual kind of E1 designation to R1, which will match the rest of the subdivision. Existing land use is undeveloped, and the proposed land use is a single family home. And direct access is provided to that lot from Old Tamarack Lane. That's a village owned street. Development process, we're here at Plan Commission seeking recommendation. I have received the affidavit confirming that the public hearing notification requirements have been met. As I mentioned, the subject property is within the Orland Grove Planning District. It's up north of Crystal Tree on 143rd Street. The zoning and adjacent land uses, so the subject property is this yellow box, kind of smack dab between the two remaining unincorporated parcels. To the east across Old Tamarack Lane is the R1 residential district. To the west of this property is BIZ General Business District. To the south is unincorporated, and then to the north directly is unincorporated. But the rest of the subdivision is R1 residential, as is this subdivision here to the west. Aerial of the existing conditions. So this property is unincorporated Cook County, but they do have a single family home there on well and septic. And then this office building is also unincorporated. And so this is the subject property, as you can see, undeveloped. And the petitioner has not quite figured out the placement of the house, but we'll review all of that via the building permit process once all the land entitlements have been completed. Plat of survey here, just showing the boundaries of lot two. The subdivision originally was platted with a 50-foot front setback, which is this line here, even though the R1 allows for a 40-foot setback. And then there's public utility easements along Old Tamarack Lane. The plat of annexation here, just showing the boundaries of lot two, you know, stretching from the westernmost part to the easternmost part, which abuts Old Tamarack Lane. And let me dive a little bit more into the zoning. So this entire subdivision was developed in unincorporated Cook County. And so a handful, all but I believe four or five properties were annexed at that time. And so when they annexed, when the rest of the lots annexed into the village, the original homeowners had put up the money to put in sewer and water mains. And so as the rest of the unincorporated Cook County parcels come in via annexation, and as they tie into our services, they'll be required to pay a recapture fee to the original homeowners that fronted the money for those infrastructure improvements. Recommended motion. Staff recommends approval of the rezoning subject to annexation.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Is the petitioner here? I need for you to go to the podium and I need to swear you in. You swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, and matters before this commission?
I do.
Could you please state your name and address for us?
Sure. Priya Thinarasu of Sasson, Arnold, and Schoenbeck, 9501 West 144th Place, on behalf of the petitioner. Mrs. Battles and her husband purchased this property looking to build their home on it. They have not haven't decided on a builder yet, so that's why that plan hasn't been submitted. But they do want to be part of the village of Orland Park.
Could you kindly get a little closer to the microphone? Thank
sure.
you.
Mrs. Battles and her husband purchased this property last year in the interest of building their family home on the property, and they're looking to become a part of the village of Orland Park. They have not yet decided on a builder, so that's why we have not provided that information yet.
Okay. Okay, well, thank you. I see there's some other folks here. Is there anybody from the public who wishes to speak or make a comment? I guess not. In which case, we'll go over to our commissioners. Commissioner Zamparelli.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Kyle, just a couple questions. Now, I know that Orland maintains it, Old Tamarack. We plow it, we do all that. I was unaware that there was any unincorporated homes in there.
Yep. So there's three remaining ones. Well, three remaining parcels, one of them being unincorporated. Yeah, it has a bit of a history to it. Some of the original homeowners would have much more of a story for you than I will. But yeah, essentially, not all of the property owners came to the agreement to annex into the village at that time. I believe it was five lots that didn't want to annex in at that time, and they've slowly come in over the time.
Well, we have fire hydrants there, so I mean that's the city water. Now there's no sidewalks. There's never going to be any sidewalks, I'm assuming.
No, it you know at this point in time it'd be kind of difficult to get them incorporated there. You know, that's a much larger discussion that we'd probably have to.
No, I'm more for me. All right. The only question I had about this particular parcel is the elevation. We don't have any elevation, and I know it's pretty steep in the back.
Yes.
We don't have any house plans. I'm sure you're going to take care of that, but that was kind of what I was more curious about, because I think there's got to be at least a 40-foot drop on that property.
Yeah, I know that the there is quite a bit of a dip on the western side. But yeah, they're still working on a home builder and then the location of it. So we'll see where they ultimately end up placing it.
All right, I like the fact that it's coming into Orland. I think it's a great, I love that area there. So you won't have any opposition from me. That'll be all, thank you.
Thank you. Commissioner Nugent.
Just a couple small things there. The small, what used to be landlocked piece that's part of the commercial.
This one right here?
No, the little tiny square that's at her northwest corner. Yep.
This, okay.
Yeah, it looked like it shares a PIN number split from Quayle's property.
Yes.
But just a minor curiosity, was there some kind of requirement that that piece got added? They had a square footage thing? Because it's technically its own little tax piece.
Yeah, I'm...
And the reason with that is, double backing on his, I used to live over there, but Quayle's way up on the hill, mm-hmm. and it is high. But was there any kind of restrictions put in at that time with that parcel, the commercials parcel? Because I don't want to...
This parcel you're saying?
No. So the parcels that are on 143rd, if where your arrow is, just to the north of that,
yeah.
that little square is its own little tax ID number.
Yeah.
And I was just wondering why that was its own piece. Was there any little covenant put with the development of the commercial that we have to care about?
Not that I had kind of uncovered during that time. I would imagine that it's either it's for tax purposes, so it's undeveloped, or some other reason. But I'm not entirely sure what the reason behind that would be.
Is there a parking spot on?
There, yeah, it's paved now.
Yeah, there's parking spots on there.
And then what do we have it zoned in our planning? What, like, was it, were we trying to keep that for like a dentist office, like the other two commercials? Like something, is this currently in our plan to be residential?
The subject property?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is for residential, yep.
Okay. And I'm assuming some of these people live in Old Tamarack, but is there a reason why we think, I mean, because she's the third owner in 4 years. Well, that's her attorney. But any reason why we think that it's stayed undeveloped all these years, other than being next to commercial?
I have no idea.
Are we worried about soil or?
I have not heard anything in
okay.
particular. I know that you know, there was quite a bit of due diligence up front, so.
Because the one across with the circle driveway, that's about 14 years old, there was a lot of, that land, because it backs the water, you don't see it in your aerial.
Right.
There was a lot of concern when that was built that there was a lot of not good soil there. And that's a large, beautiful home there. Mm. So now, the idea that we're going from the size, since it's not an acre but almost an acre, she can still build almost whatever she wants, right? We're not going to have any other restrictions with the zoning?
No, it's just the typical setbacks of it. And so...
Because three, they just bought that last year.
Okay.
They're set way back.
Yes.
And my curiosity is, and they don't have, I mean, although it is green behind them, are they there because of soil and all that too is my concern? Or did someone just say, hey, we want to put all this yard in front of us?
So I'm not entirely.
I know your information, you guys said you're going to make, they follow all that stuff, but annex in, you know, and she can only put up a 2,000 square foot house, that's her issue then,
so
right?
So sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Well, here's the building permit.
Okay.
I'm
and
so
if she
glad
needs
to
a building, she can call Mr. Quayle, who's
yeah,
right there.
Yeah, right.
All right, thanks.
My most embarrassing moment.
Too bad, then.
Well, I hope it's the worst of it. Thank you, Commissioner Nugent. Commissioner Paul.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yeah, the other concern that I had was the grade of that, and just it looks like it's going to be a challenging piece of property, but that's a discussion for another time. I mean, what as far as annexing in, yeah, I have no problem with that. That's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Sanchez.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I really don't have any concerns or anything either. I I think once there's elevation plans and development plans, there might be. I'd be interested to see how it fits with, there's obviously office space behind it or on the side of it. And but, until then, I really don't have any questions or issues.
Nor do I. So I would entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, regarding
yes.
case number 20210715, I move to accept and make findings of fact as discussed at this Plan Commission meeting and within the staff report dated January 5th, 2022. And I move to recommend to the Village Board approval upon annexation of the rezoning of the property located at 2 Tamarack, Old Tamarack Lane from E1 Estate Residential District to R1 Residential District.
I will second that. Commissioner Sanchez?
Aye.
Commissioner Zamparelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Nugent?
Aye.
Thank you. Thank you. I move that we close public hearings.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Under, we don't really have any new business, but just for our own knowledge and my own knowledge, as far as annexation, You have Old Tamarack there, and, you know, we've got the snow plows going through there. It doesn't start plowing down the road. It starts plowing at the beginning.
Right.
And services. And at some point, particularly, you know, you've got that office right there in front of the lot. They're receiving all of these services. And at some point, is there thought to annex them? Because technically, I mean, they're bordered on three sides by annexed properties. And so I guess at some point you could ask them to or require them to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so Development Services Department is currently, we've actually finished up conducting a pocketed annexation study, which has identified these properties as well as a multitude of other properties throughout the village that meet the requirements for the involuntary annexation. And so that was going to be heard at the Committee of the Whole or the Board of Trustees last month, and then it was postponed, so it'll be heard this month.
Okay.
There's a recommendation regarding this.
Thank you.
A unique situation where I live now, Silver Lake Dells, on my particular block, the block to the west and one home to the east, the reverse. So I'm incorporated, but I live in an unincorporated neighborhood, basically. I'm under the impression for the four homes on my block that the village pays the township to plow. So couldn't it be the reverse that we build? I mean, if the four homes on my block are, including me, like, somehow the village pays the township to plow the street. Why can't we do the opposite and build the township for the two properties on that street? Because you're paying for, you know, that's odd, unique, but so is mine.
It sounds like we're.
I mean, that's outside the meeting, but
yeah.
But that's 81st Court, and the village pays for plowing for those four homes.
Okay. Sounds like we're going to be rectifying.
And do like a or do a reverse.
Yeah.
I understand.
Yeah. Anything else? Wow. Well. In which case, there's no new business. Okay, well then, I move to adjourn at 7:20 p.m.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
I always tell myself, before I ever come in here, leave the phone in the car or turn it off.
Turn it off without answering.
Yeah.